Hello.
Oh, hi, James. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
You asked me to follow up with you this week regarding the payment. I know we're having some trouble processing it.
Yeah, we're going to have to hang on for a little while and see what's going on.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to notify us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance, and I can't even hold off on the account or, you know, do anything while there's a past due balance. Good news is you're only past due for $249 because come October 25th, it will reoccur to $498. That will continue to reoccur until we get this settled. So I want to give you an option because I know last time we spoke, you said your account was in the negative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can put you into corporate pricing of $229 monthly. That would at least save you $20 off of your past due balance. And then
okay, cool.
Of the two.
Put on pause until that's paid or?
No, it'll continue to reoccur until it's collected. So that's why I wanted to tell you that of the subscription, $100 goes to Facebook ads. And if you wanted to, you could remove the Facebook ads, and that way I could lower your past due amount to just $129. Okay, and that might be an easier option for you because once that past due payment is settled, then I can put you on a seasonal hold. I can pause your billing. I could even cancel the program if that's what you like. But right now, we can't do any of that because there's an outstanding balance.
And then you said if you take off Facebook or whatever, I would owe you $120-something?
Yep. If I remove the Facebook ads, it would be $129 rather than $229.
For the past due amount or what?
Yes, I would lower. I'm not supposed to reduce a past due amount from $249 to $129, but in your case, I would get an override because you're being very honest with me, and you told me in the past that you were in the negative. So I'll do everything I can to help you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that really messed me up when they did that with that check.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And you're still dealing with it, huh?
Yeah, I'm having to end up getting a new debit card and everything. So when my debit card comes, hopefully it comes within the next couple of days, then I can now, is this your number that I can reach you directly, the 618-213-2693?
You can, but you'll go to the call center if you hit redial, and then you'd ask for Tina. And then they would just have to route you back to me. So I'll send you my direct line, which is extension 777. It'll be a lot easier if you just call through the toll-free number, because that way, once you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay. So I just sent it to you.
Hopefully I get the debit card,
mm-hmm.
And then I can start moving on the account again.
Okay.
I'm so gun shy right now.
Yeah, that's why I think last time we spoke, I didn't mention any of the options. So I put a note in here that this time to mention it to you because I wanted to help you out as much as I could. So I already reduced your past due balance to $129. And then I'll follow up with you next week at this time to get the debit card number. And if you happen to get it sooner, you can call me. Okay.
Okay. Did you just text me the information?
I did.
Yeah,
I texted you my direct line, so you should have it in your cell
yep,
phone.
Yep, I sure do.
Awesome. Okay, good. Well, I'm happy that it worked out, so have a very nice weekend, and then I'll talk to you more next week, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, James. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.